We have training classes where we train our new volunteers. We recruit them and then they go through a 30-hour training process after they're screened, and then even before they're sworn in to where they can start advocating. And then, of course, that ongoing support. So part of those donations go towards being able to do that. The more volunteers we have, the more children we can give a voice. The other part is they're at the CASA house. I mean, there are needs that arise all of the time that we do not plan for. It could be as simple as, you know, somebody didn't bring diapers for a baby when they're there, and we need to have those ready to go, or maybe formula, or just, you know, just snacks for the children. This summer's been a hot one, so making sure that we have water in our fridge ready.